This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How did we get from that point to where we are now? It feels like the Warriors just misreading the situation entirely.
Or perhaps the player himself has, you know, not been the player that he was a year and a half ago. And, you know, he had the ankle injury and he missed 31 games. And when he came back, it was a different team. And when he came back to a different team, you needed him to be a different player. And he wasn't able to do the things that you wanted him to do. And so you got to that point and you're out there trying to win games. And so you chose not to play him. And by the way, when you didn't play him, you still went out there and did pretty well. You won a lot of games where he didn't play. And I'm looking at the Houston series in particular last year. He played three games. You were 2-1 with him, and you were 2-2 without him. So it's not like when you didn't play him that you lost games. You still were able to go out and win. And even in the games he played, I'm looking at game seven, where he played only 7 minutes, and it was largely toward the end of that game. So I think things happen on both sides. Did the Warriors,
no doubt.
Did the Warriors miss an opportunity to sign him and have him as a more movable asset? Absolutely.
Or if they traded him even before that.
Right. And did Kuminga, I don't know if regress is the right way to put it, but he certainly, when Jimmy Butler joined the team and he got back and he got healthy, he has not shown the ability to be the player they need him to be.
He had less of an opportunity to do it because
he did. But he did
Butler,
not take advantage of that opportunity.
You're right. Yeah. The Warriors became less dependent on Kuminga. They were so incredibly dependent on Kuminga before the Jimmy Butler acquisition because they had no one else that could score, no one else that could do anything. So it's all right, Kuminga, get us 20. That's our only hope of being competitive tonight because we know Steph's going to get us 30, but we need more points somewhere else. We know we're not going to get it from Draymond, it's not going to be consistent enough from anybody else. On that, you're not going to be consistently scoring 15, 20 points from Pajemski. Moses Moody's shot kind of comes and goes. Even when he is shooting it well, it's not like he's going to give you 20 points a night. You need that. But then when Jimmy Butler gets added in here, one, you have another wing who isn't the greatest shooter, who does a lot of the things the Warriors have been asking Kuminga to do, so it makes him less valuable. But it also just is... Dibs, another body that's in the way of Kuminga getting minutes in the first place and makes all those roster combinations and lineup combinations that much more difficult to find a unique five that works.
Yeah, especially when you have, you know, a team that relies on so much spacing and so much shooting. And I'm just looking at this game from the 2023-24 year where Draymond's back and Wiggins was out still. Curry had 29, Kuminga had 28 and 10. Mm. Kuminga shot 0 3-pointers. He went 10 of 12 from the foul line. The Warriors beat Brooklyn. Draymond Green had 8 points and 10 rebounds. Klay Thompson had 8 points back when Klay was still a Warrior.
Oh, Klay.
And it was a team where, you know, Kuminga was their number two. He was the number two, and he got 18 shots in this game. And I don't remember the exact details of the game, but just looking at the box score,
that's interesting.
Steph shot 24 times. Kuminga shot 18 times. He started. He played 33 minutes. You beat Brooklyn. He had 10 rebounds, and he shot 12 free throws. So where's that player?
And it's It's crazy, those numbers. And off the top of my head, I don't remember that game specifically. I'm sure it would come back to me if I went back and saw some of the highlights. But it's amazing that that was who Kuminga was for a pretty good stretch that year. And now we're at a spot where it feels like the Warriors are just like, just give us anything of a little bit of value and we'll move off of this guy. It's crazy that the asset has depreciated as much as it has. And while there needs to be a lot of blame on Kuminga himself for his play and how that has happened, it's also a prime example, Dibs, of if the Warriors move off of Kuminga, it's a prime example of you sold your asset at the worst possible time because you're getting pennies on the dollar for what it would have been as recently as 15 months ago.
Yeah, I'm going back to February 2nd. They're playing at Memphis, and Kuminga goes for 29-6, 11 of 15 from the floor. He took 1 3, and he made it.
That's efficient.
6 of 7 from the foul line. And that was a game where you had Curry, Wiggins, Green, and Thompson all in the starting lineup. Pods and Lester Quinones coming off the bench. Kevon and Gee as well. But Kuminga took one shot fewer than Curry. It's the same amount of shots as Clay, and he had 29. So I don't think that the asset has depreciated that much. The Warriors just don't use him that way. So,
well, I mean, the organization deserves blame for that too, then,
they sure
don't
do.
They?
Yeah, they do, but they at do. The same time, they made it to the second round of the playoffs using the asset in this way. So, like, what are we actually trying to do here? We're trying to win.
You're trying to win.
And if Steph didn't get hurt, Kuminga probably doesn't play in the Minnesota series, and maybe you beat Minnesota.
But just think about what you have an asset that maybe you don't want to use much anymore, but You maybe should have been able to see that coming and get something of value for him when his value was actually something above what it currently is, which is nothing with the current CBA and everything else that's going on that's outside of the Warriors' control. I don't know. I think the Warriors really, really messed this up, and it doesn't just include this offseason. This offseason, frankly, has been fine. They have nothing else to do. But how they got into this spot is really, really frustrating. Okay, it's time for a break. We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, we're giving away a chance to one lucky listener to win a Warriors prize pack and a pair of 4-day passes to Aftershock. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 4:30 coming up next segment for your chance to win. Plus, we're sponsored by Frontier Ford. Time's ticking at Frontier Ford. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit disappears soon, and our huge inventory of Mustang Mach-Es is ready to roll. Over 60 Mach-Es in stock, all loaded with tech and range. Don't wait for the deadline. Grab yours now. Save $7,500 and drive electric today at Frontier Ford. Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Willard. He might be saying I do now. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know. I have no idea when it's happening today.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
By now, you know what it could be, right?
Tell me.
A consummation sensation. Cha-ching!
You're right. It might be.
Cash me out one time.
Who knows?
Mike Breen on the call, of course,
he's
officially.
Busy today.
Thank you.
Won't be here tomorrow. Going on a trip to celebrate. He'll be gone all next week. He'll be back the following Monday. Congratulations to Willard and to Christy and to the whole Willard family. We'll see you in a week and a half or so. But until then, it's Grandy filling in alongside Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you here on 95.7 The Game. We had a call, Dibs. I think it was AJ in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Who were talking a lot about Kuminga and the situation the Warriors find themselves in. And AJ's larger point was there is a market for Kuminga. It's just the constraints of the cap and everything that's kind of making this difficult. And the fact the Warriors do have a lot of the leverage right now, it's kind of scaring some teams away. But he said if the Warriors were to put a cap on themselves, and the way they would do it is by signing Horford now via their mid-level exception, which wouldn't allow the Warriors to go over the second apron, some teams would begin clearing cap space in a race to sign Jonathan Kuminga. And one of the sources or the things that AJ cited to explain how the rest of the league views Kuminga was the latest episode of Podcast P with Paul George.
Okay.
And he had Baron Davis on as a guest this most recent podcast episode, and the guys were talking a lot about Jonathan Kuminga, but I want to play a couple of pieces of sound from Paul George specifically, because I think this is where AJ is getting the idea that the rest of the league views Kuminga highly. Here is Paul George talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what he might be capable of doing going forward. Here is Paul George on his podcast, Podcast Pete.
I'm a big fan of Kuminga, and I think he, like, that should be the X factor, because he can handle, he can get to his shot. He could, you know, developed his 3-point range. He's strong. Like, he can play in a big lineup and he can play in a small lineup. He you know what I mean? He guard, he defends. So yeah. I like what they got. I think they do have enough. There is still, you know what I mean, juice in Steph and Draymond and Jimmy.
I mean, that's Paul George. That's when he was at his best, one of the best players in the league. Saying that Jonathan Kuminga, hell of a player.
Hell of a player, but does he fit in the system? And if you do not fit, then you must sit. And unfortunately, that's the way this system is. And he's right about Kuminga. And if you want to look at every other team in the association and look at how they play, I think that Kuminga fits in more teams than he doesn't fit. This team, with what you have and what you've decided to go forward with, is Steph Curry as your most important player, as he should be, and you're going to run everything the way Steph can thrive, which is Steph off of screen and roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steph off of the, you know, the floppy action and the down screens and all the baseline cuts and all the rest of the runaround stuff that you do. Steph is the best ever at that. And he is most lethal when he does that. And if you don't do that, then you go to ISO ball. And when you go to ISO ball, you have Jimmy Butler, who's one of the better ISO players, one of the best ISO players in the association. And if you go beyond that to the next level of what you're trying to do to score the basketball, well, then you get to Jonathan Kuminga getting the ball with the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet and doing his thing. So it's not that Jonathan Kuminga can't thrive in this offense. It's just, when you get to option three, that's where you go to JK. And so if you think about the usage of the team, which is the percentage of possessions that go through a certain player, you want Steph to be number one.
Of course.
And you want Jimmy to be number two. Well, Jimmy's not going to be number two. It's not the way he plays. So when it's not Steph, it's Jimmy. And when it's not Jimmy, then you get into what you're going to do. And if you're playing the same sort of style of ball, the, you know, dribble, penetrate, run around, kick it out, well, then you've got Buddy Hield, and you've got Pods, and you've got Quentin Post. Those are all players who fit in this structure better than Kuminga. So it's not that Kuminga's not a great player, and I think he is a great player. I just don't think he's a great fit for what this Warrior team does.
I mean, it's pretty, and it's why I find it really hard to believe, Dibs, that the Warriors will get to a point where Jonathan, let's just say Jonathan Kuminga comes back, and then magically this all feels different. Like, the Warriors can come out and say, yeah, we're going to experiment more, because you have to. If Kuminga's on your roster, you're not in a position to not play one of your key players on your roster, because you have guys that are getting darn near 40 years old. Like, you're going to have to play them. But I don't believe that magically they're going to find the right combination that unlocks Kuminga and makes him work alongside Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. It feels like that is Sisyphus pushing the boulder up the hill. You're just, until something else changes, it's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That feels very unlikely that something different is going to happen, assuming that the combinations are the same again.
I appreciate the Sisyphus reference, which is always great. The old, it's a Greek myth, right?
I think so.
Where he's pushing the boulder up the hill and he gets there and it rolls back down. It's like, ah, darn it.
And that's what he is set on doing for the rest of eternity.
That's right. And so he does it and he does it again. But Steve Kerr told us that, you know, if Kuminga is back or, you know, when they get into the offseason and you actually have a chance to do different things with Jimmy Butler and Draymond and Steph and Kuminga all together, I do think that you have an ability to find some things that can work with all four of them on the floor. How sustainable, how consistent can it be? Well, that's up to all of them to figure out, you know, how they go about doing it. I know that when you've got Jimmy and Draymond and Kuminga all on the floor together, those three are not providing a lot of three-point shooting. Draymond can shoot it from the top of the key in the first quarter pretty well. Jimmy will get you for one or two threes a game if open, and Kuminga is streaky. Kuminga can hit the three at times, but none of them are going to make a defense really that concerned other than where's Steph Curry. So if those are three of your five on the court together, Steph Curry is going to have to be really a different player because defenses are not going to have to slough off of Steph to guard these other guys at the line.
Yeah. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Shane in SF is up next. Shane, you're on with Willard and Grandy. How you doing, Shane? Or Dibs and Grandy, sorry. Willard's out. How you doing, Shane?
First of all, good thing Willard's not here to cut me off and talk over me.
Secondly, I can play the role, Shane, just fine. Now, don't try to tempt me, Shane. I can be a radio bully myself, okay? You go ahead,
Dibs,
but watch it.
Dibs, you gotta stop using the skeet thing. Play the you gotta Google it. Drop.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's leave it behind.
Well, next thing you know, I'm gonna start using Guru's Thundercats as well, and then I'm in real trouble.
I don't even know what that is. That's crazy. But yeah, back to Kuminga. Well, the whole thing is, and I think you guys kind of spelled it out already, but like, we got to stop pretending like, and Guru would be the one to reiterate this cockamamie idea that listing the names Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy is somehow intimidating or powerful. Like, actually, it's pretty weak, and, like, nobody is afraid of that. And look what happened in the playoffs. Yes, Steph got injured, whatever, but, like, what did Draymond do? What did Jimmy do? Nothing, and nothing equals nothing. What did Kuminga do? Thank you very much. But, like, no, Kuminga's such a talented player that he benefits from playing basketball, which is a crazy concept. Don't tell Steve Kerr. But, yeah, I mean, like, you just got to play Kuminga and, like, stop clinging to the idea that a bunch of 40-year-old guys are going to be, like, some magical combination of lightning in a bottle. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood reference. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, you're welcome. Should have cut you off a long time ago.
Thanks, Shane.
I regret that, Shane.
Shane not thinking that Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond is a good trio, huh?
It's a good trio, but it's an old trio. And I look at Shane's comments, and I think that he may not be wrong. And I know you got to the end of last year, and boy, if Steph could have stayed healthy, .. Well, he didn't. And the reason why he didn't stay healthy is because, maybe not solely because he's older, but certainly that is a factor. And now you're going to get these guys all a year older come next April. And if you're going to hold your breath and hope that all three can stay healthy through a 16-game victorious playoff run to a championship, that is, for me, a little bit like Sisyphus. You know, you don't have a team this old that has really ever been able to run that gauntlet and win the championship.
I hear you, but we also seem to be conveniently forgetting the run the Warriors went on the second that Jimmy Butler was acquired, and everything else on the roster was the same, essentially.
It was a run, but how did it end? You had Jimmy Butler get hurt, and I know it was a little bit of a freak injury.
It was a freak injury, no doubt.
I mean, Steph Curry got hurt with his tailbone, and then he came back, and then he pulled the groin. Pulled the hammy? It was the hammy, right?
Yeah, hammy.
It's the hammy.
Less of a freak injury.
I mean, more of a common injury when you're dealing with an older person.
Yes.
I pulled my hammy refereeing a fourth grade girls basketball game, and the reason why it happened is because I was old.
I don't mean to put your business out there. You are quite a few years older than Steph Curry.
At the time, I was probably a few years older. It was about 12 years ago, so I was probably 43 when that happened, and it just happened because I was an older guy trying to run after a play going the other way. There was a turnover at half court, and I wanted to catch up and make sure I was in position to maybe call a travel or a block charge, and that thing just went. And that's what happens when you get older, even when you're an elite athlete like Steph.
Okay, I got a response, but first I want to let everybody know that we are getting about time to give away our prize today, a Warriors prize pack and a pair of four passes to Aftershock. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you three clues. After that, we'll play a sounder, and at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about, so stay tuned and listen to those clues. If you want to know the number to call when the time comes so you can save it to your phone, I'll read it to you right now.
Don't call.
The contest line that you will need later when you hear the sounder is 415-523-4652. But again, don't call right now. The contest line you will need later, sometime in the next 30 minutes, 415-523-4652. All you need to know now is it's going to happen. One, the clues, and two, us calling for the answer. Those will both happen in the next 30 minutes. So just keep listening here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you on 95.7 The Game. Do we forget, Dibs? The Warriors won 21 of 26 games the second that Jimmy Butler debuted.
We don't forget that, Grandy.
The second that he debuted, they turned a team that was below 500 into one of the better teams in the Western Conference.
We don't forget that.
Immediately.
Right, but we don't forget that. But we also have to remember how and why it ended. And even if it didn't end with Steph Curry getting hurt, let's just say he stays healthy and you beat Minnesota in whatever, six or seven games, whatever it would have taken. I'm not convinced you would have beaten Minnesota. I thought that they had a really good chance to beat Minnesota.
I agree.
Then you go up against Oklahoma City. I don't think you beat the Thunder, personally. I think the Thunder were the best team in the regular season, and they proved to be barely the best team in the postseason. They won the championship, yeah. Whether or not it's because Halliburton got hurt or not. But
I would have picked OKC to beat the Warriors, too, as I think most people would have.
Right, and you look at the playoffs, and what we saw this year, maybe more than ever before, is it's a battle of attrition. And if you want to go back to 2022, when the Warriors won their last championship, a big reason why they won that title is because all of their key guys were healthy, with the exception of GP2, who missed, I think, three or four games after the cheap shot from Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Beyond that, they all were healthy. So health is everything. And you're looking at an older team, and you're expecting them to play a full 82-game regular season. They won't all play 82, I get that. But then come April, an older team, you want them to be healthy enough to make it through a two-month gauntlet? I just think that's asking a lot of an older team. And yes, they were great when they got Jimmy Butler. They caught lightning in a bottle, absolutely. And they went from, you know, a borderline play-in team to a playoff team, a borderline playoff team. They didn't quite get there, but that was terrific. And you're asking that to be repeated again next year when they're all a little bit older? I think that's a big ask.
Maybe. I also don't think, like, maybe we have to adjust expectations because I don't think there's anything embarrassing or wrong or bad with a team like the Warriors who are riding out the sunset years of a dynasty era. I don't think there's anything to be so incredibly, I don't know, frustrated by or upset with winning a round and losing in the second round. Like, that, there's honor in that. Like, you're a team that won your first championship a decade ago. Your star is 37 years old. Next time the playoffs come around, will be 38 years old. Honestly, the fact that they're making the playoffs, and this feels like maybe a cop-out, and it feels like maybe loser mentality, and I generally am anti-loser mentality. Like, if you ain't first, you're last. But this is a unique situation where your best players are all 35 and up. there is absolutely no shame in losing the second round of the playoffs. Like, that's a hell of an accomplishment for a team this old. Like, I know that we want to say championship or bust, and anything short of maybe even the Western Conference Finals feels like a failure because of what we're used to, but can we live in reality for a second and just spend a second realizing how amazing it is that they even accomplished what they did last year?
I mean, it wasn't that amazing, but it was certainly, it was enough for me. And we talked about this on the show, and I gave Willard the over-under all year, over-under 4.5 playoff wins, which means you win a round and then you win
a game.
One game. And he took the under all year, and then they got Jimmy Butler, and he saw what they had become, and then he took the over, and it barely hit at 5. And I said all along, for me, for the Warriors bar, just make the playoffs and win a round. Get to the final 8, be one of the last 8 teams playing, and that's enough for me. And I kind of set the same bar going into this upcoming year. Yes, I'd love for them to win a championship. I'd love for them to make the finals. I'd love for them to make the conference finals and all the rest of it, but honestly, if you can just get in the playoffs, win a round, be one of the last 4 teams in your conference, if you ask any team around the association, if you gave them that proposition right now, the majority of them would take it right now.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So I'm with you on that. Like, if they do it again this upcoming year, it's not a disappointment unless they're up, you know, 3-0 in the second round and they blow a 3-0 lead.
The way it happens, obviously,
right,
matters.
Circumstances.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, the idea that Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy isn't a thing that's worth playing out because we find it hard to believe that that group of 3 will lead them to a championship. I don't know. That's a little, that's tough for me to swallow, because I think there's a whole lot more that makes a season valuable and fun, especially considering where the Warriors are in their lifespan, than just a championship. One more from Paul George on Jonathan Kuminga as we try to bring this back to the topic. Jonathan Kuminga. Paul George already said Kuminga should be the Warriors' X factor. He's good at X, Y, and Z, and he should be a really, really good player. Here's Paul George again on Podcast B talking more about Jonathan Kuminga.
He's nice offensively, and I think he's like, I think it's more of a like, man, I could do this, this, that. Like, I just need the ball. I need,
right. Yeah.
Where your point is, use that energy on defense. You're going to get your opportunity.
You don't even have to think. Yeah.
You're going
to
get your opportunities.
Oh, you're going to get steals. Yeah. You're going to get blocks. You're going to get trails. You're going to get dunks.
Be the Iguodala. Be the young Iguodala.
Be Iguodala.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're probably speaking Steve Kerr's language right now. That's what it seems like Steve Kerr has been begging Kuminga to do for a long time, and it hasn't come through consistently enough.
Right, and if you want to get to a point where you can get easy buckets, that's where they come. They come on the defensive end. So you get a steal, you get a block, you get a trail, all those things that Paul George was talking about. And Paul George, good defender, really good defender in his prime. And that's where Kuminga can be. And, you know, scoring in the half court is a lot harder than scoring when you get a steal, you pick, and you get a pick 2 in the NBA. Those buckets come a lot more easy for you when you play good defense.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what I want to get to coming up on the other side, Dibs, is you remember first Kevon Looney left the Warriors, went to the Pelicans.
Yeah.
You remember his appearance on the Warriors Plus Minus podcast with Marcus Thompson, where he essentially said the way that his minutes and role kind of got yanked around by Steve Kerr specifically, and these playoffs were kind of the last straw for him, and he felt like the Warriors didn't trust him. Those comments, they were, I mean, pretty pointed. Specifically at Steve Kerr. We have a development in that conversation.
It's a developing story.
Steve Kerr has responded to Kevon Looney's comments.
All right, Steve.
We're going to want to hear what Steve Kerr
had
to say.
Via what platform?
The Chronicle.
Okay.
Scott Osler, columnist, caught up with Steve Kerr and asked him about it. So we're going to hear not Steve Kerr's voice. I will read what Steve Kerr said, courtesy of Scott Osler and the Chronicle. Response to Kevon Looney. We will first hear what Kevon Looney had to say. Plus, we got to throw in what Trayce Jackson-Davis told you and Willard earlier this week about the same topic, because he also voiced his frustrations because he's experienced the same thing as well. So we will get to that coming up on the other side. Before we take the break, though, I do have to give out your 3 clues that you will need in order to win our prize today. And our prize today, a Warriors prize pack, which includes a hat, T-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin, and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. If you want that prize, and spoiler alert, you do, you're going to need these three clues. Clue number one, I was an All-Star five times in my career, 1989 through 92, so four straight years, and then again in 2002 when I was 37 years old. Number two, I was born in Puerto Rico. And number three, I was a catcher and I won the Rookie of the Year with the Padres in 1987. Again, an All-Star five times, 89 through 92, and in 02 when I was 37, I was born in Puerto Rico, and I was a catcher who won the Rookie of the Year with the Padres in 1987. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call, and your cue will be the sounder. You will hear that sounder soon, and at that point, call into our contest line and try to win the Warriors prize pack and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. Dibs, we don't want to give away the answer right now, but do you have a guess? Do you think you know who it is?
Got him.
You got him?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay, I got him. I got this one too. I know it's a kind of before my time.
It's way before your time. Rookie of the Year in 87?
Tail end of his career was like the very beginning of me remembering Bay Area sports.
Because you were born in 96, right? We've discussed this. So
yes.
Tail end of this guy's career was 02.
Mm-hmm.
This individual, 02. He made the All-Star team as a 37-year-old in 02.
Correct.
Which means 37 years old in 02. This person's older than me, Grandy.
He was born in 65. Is that math checking out?
That's right.
Wow.
Man, older than the Dibber.
Okay, so we will let you know when to call and give us your answer at that point. Don't call yet. I see someone calling right now. Don't call right now. If you're calling right now, you can't win. Call coming up.
Man.
I can't tell you exactly when. Some point coming up when we come back from break. That's what's coming up. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The contest plus Kevon Looney, Steve Kerr, Trace Jackson Davis talking about minutes and roles, all that when we return. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Feeling good on a Thursday. It's Dibs. It's Grandy. I'm in for Willard here on 95.7 The Game. Willard getting married today. Congratulations to the Willard family. Taking the rest of this week off, next week off. He'll be back in a week and a half.
Congratulations might be premature. We don't know if it was a double yes situation. I mean, fingers crossed, right?
Was it
I do, but
it could be. And he said yesterday or Tuesday, he's like, if it's an I do, he's gonna walk. That's it. And maybe it's because I've been watching too much Love is Blind. I don't know if you've ever watched that show.
I've seen a few episodes.
It's pretty funny. It's one of the shows that we will get into where
that's a crazy concept.
It's a wild concept where, you know, there's pods where, not pods at Podjemski, Brankin, it's a pod where you have a date with a person of the opposite sex and you can't see them and you get to know them and then you fall in love and then...
Hence, Love is Blind.
You propose to this person and then she says yes and then you meet and then you go to a...
All hell breaks loose when you find out you're not attracted to that guy.
First, you get an exotic location, you get like a three-day trip to an exotic locale and, you either get the Mike Breen play-by-play or you don't, and then you come back home and, you know, you start to get to know each other better, and then you get to the altar and it's either a yes or a no. So sometimes you see these couples get to the altar and it's like, you know, will you so-and-so take this whatever for your whoever? And it's like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm not ready. It's like, oh! So congratulations. Well, a tentative congratulations to the Willards.
I think they made it through.
You like their chances?
I like their chances.
I do too.
I like their chances.
If you've been to any one of our summits or any one of our live remotes and you see the two of them together, like they're so in love, and I've told them both this, it makes me want to vomit. No, seriously, like they are, so I'm only making light of it. Of course, congratulations to the Willards and the Farnsworth families who are now a blended seven-person family.
Damn.
Yeah, because she's got the two and he's got the three. She's one shy of a full-on Brady Bunch. which is before your time, where, you know, Mike Brady had the three and Carroll had the three, and then they, you know, they all blended it together. So congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah. Indeed.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh. You know what that means, Dibs. It's time to win the Warriors prize pack and a pair of 4-day passes to Aftershock. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly will win. If you're wondering, well, what All-Star player? We gave you the clues like 10 minutes ago. You had to be listening then and be listening now. Again, the first person to call our contest line at 415-523-4652, 415-523-4652, and guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Warriors and Danny Wimmer Presents for providing this awesome prize. Aftershock tickets are also still available at aftershockfestival.com. Your next chance to win a prize pack tomorrow morning on the morning roast, 7:30 tomorrow, then Steiny and Goo in the afternoon, and then us again here, Willard and Dibs, Dibs and Grandy, in the 4 o'clock hour. Those are your last three chances.
That's it?
Tomorrow is the end of our All-Star Prize Week pack. So make sure you're listening all day tomorrow for your last three chances to try to win. Good luck. Guys in the back, when you have a winner, let us know. We will congratulate our winner, and we will let everybody else know the answer based on those three clues we gave out about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
But, Dibs, what we do have to do is bring up a conversation that I know you and Willard already had, because we have a new thing to tack on top of it. Kevon Looney leaves the Warriors, signs a 2-year, $16 million contract with the New Orleans Pelicans, ending a decade in the Bay for Kevon Looney. And then he recently went on the Warriors Plus Minus podcast with Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, and you can find the Warriors Plus Minus podcast on the Odyssey app. It's an Odyssey podcast. Essentially, Kevon Looney talking about the end of his time with the Warriors and how his minutes and a role kind of were changing given the day at the tail end of his career with the Golden State Warriors. Here's Kevon Looney talking about how the Warriors viewed him.
Right. Did that make this time easy to just pull a Band-Aid off and dip and take the money?
Yeah, for sure. Especially not knowing, in the years past, you kind of could bank on your role. I kind of could bank on kind of know what it was going to be like when I came back. This last few years, everything's been changing. Everything's been kind of up and down. So it's like, all right, well, they're telling me to wait. You know, my minutes are always up and down. It's like, all right, what's really going to happen? I don't know how they really view me, what they really going to offer. It can vary from with the Warriors. It can vary from, you know, the tax-free mid-level to the minimum. So I'm like, I can't really – that's a big difference. I can't really wait on that. Kind of want to control my own destiny. So that kind of made it easier because I know how they like to negotiate, how they like to, you know, do business. So I know it's going to be a low ball probably to start, and if I can find nothing else no money out there nowhere else, is going to be, you know, I'll just have to take it. So I ain't going to do that again.
Okay, that's Kevon Looney. That's answer number one. That's not the super fiery quotes from Kevon Looney, but it gives you a perspective on how he approached free agency. Here's part number two, Kevon Looney with Marcus Thompson on the Warriors Plus Minus podcast on how his role specifically had fluctuated with Steve Kerr and the Warriors of late.
Most was the last straw. That's where you like, I'm done, I'm out.
I guess what is. I wouldn't say that. Quinn's my guy, but it was anybody but me, it seemed like, at this point.
who hurt the most? Which move hurt the most?
I don't know. They all seem the same. I don't put nobody there.
Really?
It was not one moment. It was not one moment. It was more of a, like, even this year, probably the playoffs. Like, we blew against Steven Adams. This is what I do. And I'm still not really, they're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's kind of like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all trust me. Right? They put me in that at the end in game seven. Well, we had to wait for that, get to that point. That's what kind of go like, all right, y'all really don't think I'm that good no more? Well, what's the problem?
But that's kind of how it's always been, right? When you're in trouble, turn alone. That's your calling card. You ain't like that no more?
Nah, you get sick of that at some point. Like, all right. The first, when you prove yourself, the first 4 or 5 years is cool, but after 10 years of it, either trust me or you don't.
There it is at the end. You either trust me or you don't. It's been 10 years, and he was kind of getting tired of being yanked around. He said, quote, "These last few years, everything's been changing. Everything's been kind of up and down. They are telling me late. My minutes always up and down. We're going against Steven Adams. This is what I do. They're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all would trust me." That's pretty pointed comments from Kevon Looney towards Steve Kerr. You very rarely hear, I mean, almost any Warrior player, specifically someone of Looney's stature, come out and say something like that about Steve Kerr.
Well, on his way out the door, certainly. And, you know, he talked about the money before. It's like, you know, they could be anywhere from the veteran minimum to the mid-level and, you know, whatever it's going to be. And I'm kind of tired of that and waiting around for that. And the playing time is the same thing where, you know, you either trust me or you don't. And they trusted him a lot in certain spots, but then this past postseason, and I was running down the game log yesterday or the day before when we talked about it, and you know, he had a lot of games where he just wasn't really used, and when he was used, he had a very short leash where if he wasn't going out there and making a big impact, it was a quick hook and you know, they went to someone else. And it's funny that Marcus Thompson, who asked him, like, you know, which one got you the most, you know, and he's trying to get him to say, well, you know, it's Quentin Post. I mean, I don't know if it is Quentin Post, but if I'm Kevon, it's like, you brought in this kid, this second rounder, and all he can do is shoot the three. He can't defend like I can defend. He can't set screens like me. He doesn't know the offense like me. Yep. He can't rebound like I can. Yeah, he's a stretch five, and I'm not. And that's why you brought him in. So I could see where that would be the one that would kind of frustrate him the most.
Okay, so why we're bringing this back up? Because it might seem like old news, and it's relative. It's not new, but what is new? This is where Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle comes in, because he caught up with Steve Kerr and asked Steve about these Kevon Looney comments. We don't have the sound of this because it was just in print in the Chronicle, but I want to read to you what Scott wrote around Kerr's comments. So here is, again, courtesy of Scott Osler and the Chronicle, how Steve Kerr responded. Quote, "I saw Loon's comments, and they don't strike me as negative at all. It was more just a matter of fact. What he was talking about was Quentin," Quentin Post. Steve Kerr continued, quote, "I think that kind of captures our decision-making process this year, and kind of what we had to face, because we're trying to find combinations and we need shooting from the center position with certain lineups and defense with other lineups. When you have a roster like we had 6-7 years ago, the rotation is already built in. You got a two-way group of guys who can survive any stretch, any type of strategy. You just throw them out there. I think this past year was much trickier in terms of just trying to figure out the combinations we could win with." So there's Steve Kerr's initial response to what Kevon Looney said. First of all, saying, "They don't strike me as negative at all, but he is talking about Quentin Post, but the nature of the rotation made how Steve Kerr handled Kevon Looney's minutes necessary, because they did not have a set go-to five at any stretch of the season."
Right, and that makes perfect sense. And I love that the fact that Steve is like, "I don't see that as negative at all," and it's not really negative depending on how you take it. It's just a fact. I mean, Kevon Looney is expressing his feelings over the fact that he was kind of tired of being in that spot of, you know, you're playing, we need you, and then now you're not playing, we don't need you, but hey, we need you again, and, yeah, and that whole thing. And for Steve Kerr, he's right. You haven't had a real two-way player in that spot, and you haven't had that many two-way players. If you think about, like, across the roster, before you had Jimmy Butler, Kuminga, great offensive player, not a good defender. Gary Payton, great defender, not a great offensive player. Pods is a little bit of a mixed bag because offensively he can be good, he can get hot, and defensively he can take a charge, but he's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.